Mem Aleph. We'll hold it right at the top. The Omer of Yizera, continuing the story of various things that Rabbi Zera saw, that was Nogea Rechitza in bathhouses. Rabbi Zera, Nachazite, Rabbi Ahu, Shiniach Yadav Kineget Panav Shalmata, Veloyadana Inaga Ilonaga. I also saw that when Rabbi Ahu, he was the one who saw Rabbi Ahu, was swimming, it turned out, it was the question, was he singing, swimming, Mabaja, I also saw him cover his genitals with his hands. And I don't know whether he was mocked but not to be in contact with his genitals or not. Obviously he wouldn't touch himself. The tiny Rabbi, we know that we're back from the sugya in Nida. We know that we're always cheshesh for chimum, or a person stimulating himself, and therefore we don't allow touching of the genitals. The question over here is because asur kiboleshet. Because of the fact that he's swimming and is not completely comfortable, we're not worried about his becoming sexually stimulated. It's not. Just like we spoke about a case where an invading a group of soldiers from if they're bishat shalom, meaning they're from the same country, and they basically do what they want, then we have to aser all open barrels of wine, and the assumption is they took out some of the wine, and they would have been menasechet. It's like any other wine that's exposed to goyim, who are now in charge of the wine. But if it's in a time of war, and they're dashing through and so on, they don't have time to worry about such niceties. So you see that since they're in a state of agitation and anxiety, they're not going to go and be menasech. The same thing is true over here. A person doesn't have time to think about self-stimulation when he's nervous. In what sense is he nervous? How come I beat with that? What's his nervousness? Beat with the nahar. A guy could be washed away in the nahar, so he doesn't feel all that comfortable. Amy asks the Gemara Bichalal on what Rabbi Abu was doing. Let's even assume that there was no problem of hearing. So all he was doing was covering his genitals. Is that a good idea? Doesn't it say, somebody who covers his genitals appears to be embarrassed by the fact that he's a Ben Brit? Why should he be embarrassed? On the contrary, he should want to expose himself. Now, obviously, this is not in terms of tzniut, a separate issue of tzniut. But when somebody's going swimming, I mean, tzniut is a little bit silly. There's a place for everything, and a place where people are going into the bath. I mean, what kind of tzniut is shayach? If you're in the process of dressing, the whole point is that you're being osik in something that's tenuah. So you're dressing yourself. You're dressing yourself. The whites close yourself or you're dressing yourself. So but that has nothing to do with other people's presence. It's stam, as we know, there's an need of local arts, bodo. And a person is supposed to feel a sense of non-exposure. That he's much near himself. But in a point, in a place and in time in which tzniut is a little foolish, why in the world would he be covering his genitals unless he has some strange sensitivity? That sensitivity is a little bit too close to kvira in the people who would not want to be known that they had a brit milah. So why in the world would Rabbi Abu have done such a thing? Look, it says the Gemara, look, kasha, hakinachi takisali. It depends which direction you're going. If you're going into the water, say nafinami, there you should not be covered. If you're coming out of the water, so now already it's time to cover yourself. So Rashi learns the map kaminas in terms of, the shalos is the one who makes a distinction of time and place, which, I mean, anybody would have to make, because otherwise, Bechlav would say, person could say, no, in the place where it's not shy, to be good. But Rashi learns enough to mean over here is he facing the public, is he facing the river? If he's facing the public, so then there's more of a mokum for tzniut. When a person isn't facing the public, he appears to be a little bit weird. So why is he obsessed by his genitals? Must be some kind of sense of embarrassment. How would a person be embarrassment when his whole identity is caught up in his genitals? He's supposed to be proud of the Brito Shalavah. In fact, we find that Rava, he was makbid to sort of bend over as he would be walking unclothed, so as not to be exposed. Rabbi Zera would go out of his way to stand tall out of pride for Brit Milah. Rabbanu Devei Ravashi, Kikanach Dezakvi, and Kikasake Shachi. Actually, Rabbanu Devei Ravashi, the Rabbi Nachmanal seems to use this as a, understanding much, this is a raya to the distinction that we made earlier. So those who were learning the basic matters by Ravashi, when they would go down towards the river, so then in a finami they would stand tall, because an Indian of tzniut there's not, and an Indian of pride there is. Mashenta and Gita Saki when they were coming out of the river. So over there, there's an Indian of Tziot, and there are Shakti, they would sort of be.
Which means all men around, just men.
Yeah, it's a question of tzniut. It's not a question of exposure in proper sense. Even when a person is alone, he's supposed to be a sanduwa. Rabbi Zeira, another story. I mean, once we're on the story of Rabbi Zeira's and baptizes, of course, Rabbi Zeira, we already saw, did his utmost to avoid meeting up with Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it was his Talmud, he never wanted to be alone with him because Rabbi Yehuda didn't like Aliyah. Aliyah. Rabbi Zeira was planning on making Aliyah. And he was afraid that Rabbi Yehuda would tell him, no way, that he'd really be in trouble. So it always sort of, I become ishtamed with Rabbi Yehuda. He would always avoid meeting up with Rabbi Yehuda. The boy, basically, Ali Yisrael, he wanted to go up there to Israel. And Rabbi Yehuda held that kol ha'olem mi bavel Eretz Yisrael over be'asei. That leaving Babel to go to Eretz Yisrael is an Isser. Because at the time of the Galut, Klal Yisrael was told, Bavela Yavo v'shamayiyu, you got to stay there. So Mamela, he didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to get a chance to tell him you're not allowed to go. So Omar...
Do you know that Ezra was over on that?
Ezra
was after the
problem. No, there's a specific Aliyah, Abiyadibur, fine, but you know how it is.
And afterwards,
wait for the
Messiah. This is supposed to be about the 70 years...
Yes, that's the problem. But Lamaisa, I mean, we passed in this Lagabishara Ratzot, Hashem Shasul Tzit Mir Eretz Yisrael, the Baba, and so on, Kafa Sul Tzit Mir Baba, the Shara Ratzot. So the question is how to learn Shara Ratzot. This is actually Machlokes Achronim, and the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam's including this Aloha also. Okay, in any event, he said, listen, what I'm going to be ignoring my Rebbe, I'll go and listen in, you know, but I won't give him a chance to talk to me. And then I'll leave. You know, the last thing I do here in Bubba, let me at least get my last limud from Rabbi Yehuda. So, Ezo Veshmamin, I'll know something, hear something from him, and then I'll go. Like today's. Ozal, Ashker to Karpe Bani. So he found him in the bathhouse, because Rabbi Zera seems to have a knack for this. The Gomalei Leshame, he's telling his valet, Avili Neter, bring me some soap. Or Avili Masrek, bring me a comb. At the point of this is only that he said it in Lashon HaKodesh. He didn't say it in Aramaic. So in other words, apparently there was no hakpada on saying Dvarim Shel Chol Lashon HaKodesh. That seems to be the only Kiddush here. Then he said to everyone that was in the bath, he said, Pitchu Pumaychu, Vafiku Havla, open up your mouths wide, breathe in that nice, moist, hot air. And then he said, Ashtum Maya de Bebani, drink some of the hot water. So Reb Zera said, man, fantastic. Yomolei bat the Elishma Dover said, die. Only to come for this advice, but it would worth the trip. What is this? Like, what's he learning from this? Especially about Abiyu Neter, Abiyu Masrei. There he learned halacha. Kamashvan dvarim shel chol mutal amram b'lashon HaKodesh. So that he's quoting to show that there's no reason to avoid using Lashon HaKodesh in a Bebani if you're saying dvarim shel chol. Pitchu pumaychu b'afiku havla. The advantage of opening up your mouth and breathing in the hot water is also, that makes sense, a libet Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel Havla Mafik Havla. That it's a good thing to take in fresh hevel into your mouth because it causes you to sweat to get rid of the byproducts of your blood that need to be flushed out. So you sweat, it's going to get through. But what's this Ashtu Mayat Rebani? Drink from our water?
Of course, drink hot tea and wine, really.
It's only, what do you mean? It's clearly only when you're in a bag. We haven't gotten to that point yet. I hope we don't walk in here and start finding your pools. But what's the business of drinking the hot water? If you see one of those little sauna signs on the door, Richie, next time.
Yeah.
You know, there's one. My Malyusa, what's so good about drinking hot water? The Tanya, that's based on this Brisa. Brisa says, Achal v'lo shatah, achilato dam, v'zel tchilat choli me'ayim. Somebody who eats, who doesn't drink anything, it's deadly. And this, the beginning of stomach illness is not to have enough liquid. Achal v'lo alach arba amot. Somebody who eats, and then he goes to sleep right there at the table on his cholent. Oh, that's deadly. Achilato merakevet. His food just sits there and rots. V'zel tchilat reyach ra. That's the beginning of, you know, that makes halitosis look easy. A nitzrach l'nikavad lochal, somebody who needed to move his bowels and eats. The omela tanur shisikul agave yafrov. You light a fire in a tanur after it's packed full of ash. First, clean out the ash, then you put on a new fire. Bezel tchilat reyach zuama. That's the beginning of body oath. Brachatz bechamin. And here is the thing that Rabbi Zera heard. Brachatz bechamin velo shatami. I'm somebody who washes his body in hot water but doesn't drink hot water. Domela tanur shisikul mi bachutz lo shisikul mi bifnim. And then heat the oven from outside. Now heat the oven from the inside. Somebody who goes into a hot mikvah, but then he doesn't go into a cold mikvah. It's like a guy who you heat up the steel and then you don't temper it by putting in the cold water. So you get yourself all hot in the sun and then you don't jump into the river. Someone who washes and doesn't use oil. You might as well, I mean, if you're trying to fill up the chavit with water, you pull the water all around the side, you know, and put it inside. The sikha is because it says that it's bo bikir bav, it's a lashon pasuk, it's like a bas motav. So the thing that allows the water to penetrate is the sikha. Yeah, but the lashon and the pasuk is that it comes inside of you, so it's outside of you. Yeah. We're not preparing it here for purposes of like it. We're preparing it for purposes of washing. Yeah.
Why did Rabbi Yehuda say his first one, first Maimar in Lashon Kodesh, was already changed?
That's a beautiful point. And there's some that attack in the diet that the first one was to say the halacha. And the second one was to show that Afal Pikin is an Indian not to use Lashon HaKadosh if you can. And many bring that even though it's mutter to use Lashon HaKadosh for Malkut Chodesh, Rav Sefer especially talks about it. He says that that's why in Bavel they bedavka started speaking Aramaic. Not because it was the lingua franca, but because it was full of gluing and all types of things that they didn't want to expose Lashon HaKadosh to Bavel. So over here he wanted to teach Shudda Halakha first. And that he said, bedavka said the Lashon HaKadosh. And then he moved on to Russian Aramid. But I mean, then he could have just said to bring the soap. What did he have to say to bring the comb? Yeah, but there's some type of holder. It's an Indian to be machmer.
Every time he went to the bathhouse, he would always see the first maimer in the Hebrew.
Maybe he sensed Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera chose, of course, the one time that he wouldn't be able to say Osir Lalas before the Eretz Yisrael. And that's Osir Lalas before. He probably waited until he got him in the bathhouse. Ah, Osir Lalas before even lost it. Muliyar Hagaruf, Shotine Meno Bishabat. Antiki, Hafagav Shigrufa, in Shotine Meno. Now we're moving on, or at least one would have hoped we're moving on, although according to Rashi, we don't seem to be moving very far. But Lechora, the end part of the Perek, is dealing with questions that have now been introduced. How is heating things in something which itself was heated by the fire or by hot water? When is that considered to be visual and when is it not? We already saw the difference between that Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni, but a Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel and so on. Almost all of the Rishonim besides Rashi learned that that's the question of this Mishnah as well. It's clear that later in the Perek, for sure that's the issue. And we certainly seem to be past the point of questioning Chazora, Hatmona, and so on in this Perek. Therefore they learn that Mulier Hagaruf, for Mulier is essentially a Samavar. The old Russian samovar had a place for keeping hot coals in it, so that it would be continuously kept warm. The question over here is that since that kli gets very, very hot, even if you empty it out, they learn, Tosus learns, for instance, shotine menu b'shabbat means you can use the water from a muliyar to mix in your wine, and use mayim that are extremely hot to be mosaic, and you're not chayish for cooking. Others learn it's talking about you took out the water, now you want to pour in water and use the heat in the muliyar and heat the water that you're putting in to be mafshir. Question, have we introduced this Mishnah? And usually we introduce a Mishnah with the issue of the Mishnah. Rashi, however, learns that this is a straight-on continuation of the issues that we had before. And a muliyar is a glorified kira, basically. Because you're talking about something that generally holds fire in it, which is really a kira. And now you've taken it out, so it's Gorof HaKotel. What is the status of a kli that contains its own kira in it, essentially? Not Lagabe pouring something else into it, but straight out using this thing. Is it like, again, in Rashi's terms, because remember all along, Rashi has learned this is an extension of the dinim of Hatmana. So is this essentially Hatmana? It's the old crackpot issue in which the samovar is the crackpot. So it's be'etzem, a kli that is usher because of Hatmana. Tosfos says, again, as Tosfos has all along, there's no such thing as Hatmana, something which isn't covered with something else. How do you call that Hatmana? If this is the kli, it's not Hatmana. That was his first problem. That was the opening Tosfos in this parak, Bichlal, arguing with Rashi about ideas of Hatmana. But furthermore, Tosfos points out, if that's the case, then you shouldn't be allowed to have it in the first place. So you're telling me the Mishnah's talking about a guy who did an Isser, he kept his water as Muliar, which he wasn't supposed to do, since you're telling me the problem was Hatmana, and now the issue is, can I use the water? I mean, without even telling me that Misha Avar and so on, that we never assume that a Mishnah's talking about a case where somebody did an Isser, which is why Tosfos says, no, we've moved on to a new sugya. We're now questioning whether you can mix this water with cold wine. And is it going to be Martiach? Is it going to be Mafshir? So we're talking about pouring from a Kli Rishon. Fine, that's already brand new sugyas.
How's it different from our water?
Our electrical kettle?
That's the coal. The coal is in.
According to Rashi, it isn't. It absolutely is not. Other than, I mean, Rashi himself later, because of the, we'll see in the next mission, is Mechalik between things that are metal and things that are cheres, but metal is too good of a conductor. So therefore its heat just leaks right out of it. Whereas cheres will hold it, and it's thick walled as well.
The element is on all the time. The
element is right. If you hold it, that's Hatmana, like Rashi would certainly be also. We wouldn't be allowed to use that cleat. Absolutely not. I mean, this is dependent on the machlokas we had early on in the parak. So now, we're going to explain it now. But we've talked about two kelim with which we're not familiar, a muliar and an antiki. Exactly what are these things? So hechidomi muliar hagaruf. That word hagaruf doesn't really belong here because it's not hagaruf that's important. It's what's a muliar. So some take it out. The question is hechidomi muliar. What exactly is a muliar? Tana, mayim bifnim v'kechalim bachutz. A muliar, although the Rabbi Nachman on this has the opposite here, so, but a muliar has water in an inside container, surrounded by or on the side of which, dafka not surrounded by according to those who have a Hatmana problem, on the side of which is a container that holds hot coals. So the hot, now this is not a Russian samovar, because the Russian samovar has the coals in the middle, and the water around it, and that's a more effective arrangement, obviously, for being shown in the heat, because here it doesn't have anywhere to leak out except into the water. But here you have the water on the inside and the kechalim and a little container on the outside. And an antiki. Rab Amar, an antiki is a beikiri. Beikiri means it's actually part of the kira, so that you have a built-in area for keeping water with a little faucet on it. And that area is always hot, because the kira is basically kept warm all the time. In those days you didn't put out the fire and put on it, it was too much trouble. So a kira keeps its home for a very long time. And others learn, it's not exactly hot kedekach, but what it is a large dud, which has a separate dud, a separate container underneath, for putting in a coals, which is similar to our type of heated kettles. So that's a beidudi. Now, mandioma beidudi, if you hold that the beidudi is aser, certainly a kol shekein that the beikiri is aser, because a kira is always kept hot, and it's much heavier, and therefore it's going to be, for sure, again, according to Rashi and Mechamein, according to Tosfos, a level of heat that's going to be more than the fasher, the wine that you mixed it with. According to other Rishonim, it's going to boil the water that you'll put into it, even if you emptied it out. So kol shekein a beikiri, the man yom a beikiri, have a beiduri lo. The man yom holds it were makbid only on an antiki, which is attached to the kira, it's actually hot all the time. A beiduri, he would not be machmer. Tanya kabasidur machmer. Antiki afa pishe grufa uktuma, ein shotine mena, bipneshe nechushta nechamamta. Now nechushta, as Rashi points out from the Cheskel, ya nishafer nechushtech, is your bottom. So that bottom. So it means that the bottom is bechamim. Rashi brings that he was makabel to some of his rabbeim, that this is a lashon of nechoshet, which troubles him. And that on the contrary, it's talking about something that uses a copper bottom above its coals, and that nechoshet, of course, is an excellent conductor, so it brings the heat directly into the into the water. But he shows that all over we use the Lashon of Nefushta, not in the sense of Nefoshet, but rather as the Banach. And that's the Gemara's Raya Lechora. That since it says Nefushta, it's obviously referring to Reb Nachman's approach, which is that it's a Beiduni. Because if it's a Beikiri, it's not Nefushta Mechamamta. It's just Mitzamein from the Kira. It's against the side of the Kira. It's not on the bottom of the Kira. So therefore, it makes more sense to say Reb Nachman's Pshat according to this.
And even though it's Garakapat, it's Ruth Beiduma.
The same as we had. Wait! He told me to stop it. I listened to him. The fellow from the neighborhood. A mefam should be known. Now, a mefam is basically a large kettle, but it doesn't have something inside of it that heats it. Now, should be known has two possibilities. Should be known means that you took it off of the fire. Or should be know that you took whatever was inside out of it, which the Gemara is going to discuss. Lo yitein l'tochot sonein b'shvir sheyechamu. Now here clearly we moved on to another sugya, and that's the shaila of whether you're allowed to use a kli rishon to put something into to get warm. But here it says, don't put something sonein. Sonein of course doesn't mean literally cold. It could mean, you know, just not boiled. So don't put something sonein. When I say boiled, I mean that's wet as well. Don't put something tzonein in it for it to heat. Aval noten hu letocho. What? But you can put it in it. What is that supposed to mean? So we'll see that in the Gemara this means you can pour a lot of cold water at one time so that it will not be mitchamein, but at least will be raised up to a reasonable temperature to drink. You wouldn't want to drink like those Americans with ice in it and so on. So because of that, it would be all right because you couldn't possibly be mechamein it. That's the way it was here. I mean, anybody who drank something cold was totally, I mean, they figured you'd have to call the ambulance immediately. So they would always heat things a little bit. Yeah. Remember? It was
like, get sick.
You know, get sick, of course. It's interesting. There's a Russian doctor that works here in the Old City. And the old-time Russian doctor, anytime you come in there with something, the one thing she'll warn you about is, don't drink cold drinks. So once I asked her, isn't that a little bit out of date? She tells me, she says, sometimes the old things make a lot of sense. Very, very sweet one. So that seems to be the point in Lotocho, but then Lotocha Kos doesn't make too much sense. I mean, you can put it in Lotocha Kos. I mean, if I can put it into the thing itself, then why shouldn't I be able to put it in Lotocha Kos? You tell me I can put water in it and not to be mitchamein. So of course I can put it in a cup in which I poured water out of it into a cup. This becomes, according to many Rishonim, the mocker of the halacha, that a kli sheni will not be mavashel even if it is. Meaning, that even if you take something and you heat it to yat soled esbo, in a kli sheni, that's not called bishul. Because when it says you can put it in a kos, what it means is, and there you don't have to be makbid about the proportion of the cold to the hot, and even if you'll end up eating it, it's okay. Because yat soled esbo is not a measure of something having been cooked. Yat soled esbo is a measure of its current temperature. But in order for something to be cooked at that temperature, it needs to be exposed for a long enough time to heat that will cook it at that temperature. And a kli sheni doesn't have that kind of heat. So many Rishonim and Mamish make that diyuk directly from the words of Tocha Kos, because otherwise, what's the finish of the Tocha Kos? In that case, well, unless it's a dover that's kalahit vashem. We already saw that. Over there, even pouring from a kli sheni could be mevashel. That's a special halacha, such as tea, unfortunately. Because tea is considered to be a kalahit vashem. But other than that, enoch inani. So in other words, if you are, let's say, you're adding milk to your coffee, according to this, and your coffee's in a kli sheni, you're going to put in a little milk, and that milk is going to be hot to the point where it's going to be hot, so let us know, which happens very often. Put a little bit of milk, they don't like to pour a bunch of milk into their coffee. So here, I mean, based on these shitas, the milk is not going to be misbasho, even though it's magiela yatzaletisbo. And you don't have to be careful to pour in a bunch at the same time. This is my fault, we'll discuss it, but here's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. Micah Omar, what exactly is this Mishnah talking about? What does it say? Don't put cold water in, and it says, but you can put cold water in, and put cold water in. Omar about myself, come. Look, the way I understand the Mishnah is like this. First of all, the vagueness of the word shepinu. Hameicham shepina means shepina mimenu, not shepinu, took it off of the fire. That's not the point. You have a kettle full of hot water. You pour the hot water out. So shepina mimenu mayim chamim. Now you want to put in a little bit of cold water still. You used up all the hot water in it. There's still gas. So you figure, put in a little bit of cold water, and there's enough heat left in the kettle to heat that hot water. Cold water. Don't do that. Lo yitein atochu mayim muatim. Don't put just a little water in there that's going to get hot. Kedei shiachomu. Aval, and then the next piece that says, aval no teinu letochu, which just sounds like straight out contradiction, leaves it up to your brain to understand. Don't put water in it to get hot, but you can put a, you put a lot of water in it, kedei la'av shirat, we've already seen, to make something tepid is not a problem. There's only one problem. When you pour a lot of cold water into a boiling hot piece of metal, what happens to the metal? You temper the metal. But that's an iser on its own?
Even if it's already been done?
Even if it's already been done? So, the halo mitzarev, that is considered to be basically the way in which you are you make metal. So how can you be mitzarev that too? It's a pu'ula of bishul. Answers the Gemara, as our president has suggested, that it's going according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds davar she'eino mitkaven mutar. Of course, we'd have to say, if that's the case, that it's not a psik ratio.
How
precisely would it not be a psik ratio?
That's
the way it's supposed to be. It's better. Well, better at zero, worse halacha.
Better at zero?
It's better at zero. The colder the water, the more sudden the change, the better the... again, but since you can't... You'll have to say, although we'll see, it's dependent on how much water precisely also, but since you'll have to be talking about a relationship between a particular level of temperature and the change in that temperature, that's not defined straight out when you do it. It isn't clear that you're going to be mitzarev. Remember that it's important to recognize that every davar she'eino mitkaven, if it happens, you can't turn around and say, aha, you see? It happened, so obviously it was a psik ratio, because if it wasn't a psik ratio, how did it happen? I mean, we're not dealing over here with quantum physics, in which, well, basically, it could have been this way, could have been that way. You're talking about simple physical cause and effect. So if Lamaisa, you dragged the bed across the floor, you ended up making a charitz, obviously the bed was heavy enough to make a charitz, and the floor was soft enough that the charitz was going to be made. So that means it's a psik ratio by definition. I mean, what other factors were introduced here? So what we're really talking about is the predictability, or the way in which this act is defined as that act, as a given. In other words, it's the same way we laugh when we hear psik ratio, in which the guy says, I didn't mean to kill the bird, I only wanted to take its head off. So, I mean, that's what, very funny, you know. That's what a psik ratio means. But something which is not mineu be evident, that this act is this result. Despite the fact that given all of the physical information, we're not necessarily dealing with a bunch of factors in which now the chaotic effects enter into it. That's not the idea. It's causal, and nonetheless, it's not considered to be a psik ratio. Right? This is the old thermostat issue that you care about so much. And that's because he's always on a short view. So, but that's the idea. That's what are you going to say? That Lamaisa, it turns out that every time you open the door of your refrigerator, it ultimately goes on. Obviously. But again, I mean, the issue is, you can't measure that effect precisely to know what exactly the temperature of the refrigerator was at the time that I opened it, and how hot it was at the time that when the door was exposed, and how much air gets in, and how much time it's got. So you're going to say, but I mean, you know perfectly well that you're certainly affecting the temperature by opening the door, and therefore, by definition, it's a psik ratio. But it's not that maisa. Nobody's going to say, opening the door of the refrigerator is to turn on the refrigerator. So the mail, okay, that's the question. To say, how mechuber is it with the act? So the guy with this tier of cystosis will have to say, obviously, that it's not a psik ratio, that we know that every time we put some cold water on something that's hot, that it's necessarily going to be mitzarefit. There's a lot of factors which are not evident up front, and therefore it's not considered to be a psik ratio.
Like in your igloo.
Huh?
If you do this in your igloo, it's already cold outside. So
in your igloo?
Yeah.
So the question.
No, then you put, no, talking about the hot. Yeah, it's already scrubbed by cold water on the outside.
Then you're freezing.
Should we send them off?
No, can I have another question? Where do we see that this thing is definitely metal? Why couldn't it be made out of Paris? A mehon?
Because that's what a mehon means.
It's defined as metal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so also the variable is both of these. How hot the mehon was and taking it down, how much water, how cold the water was.
Exactly. Plus the state of the metal beforehand.
How hot it was.
No. In other words, what state were the molecules? What we're trying to do is basically get a particular crystal structure and molecules. I mean, what had happened before? How many times had it been tempered? You're talking about the heat of the water.
Yeah, also. Depends on how
it's No. Here we're talking about putting in sufficient water at one time that the water doesn't get hot. Yeah. It doesn't reach absolutist, but it simply gets to work.
So that would be dependent on even how much the water is.
Right. Absolutely. For sure. Whatever a person would do to be mafshir or not to be.
The rate you pour it in, there's so many variables.
Absolutely. You're right. The Tosfos deals with that question. Actually, we find, it's interesting, we find that issue raised, what Scott just raised, is the rapidity of the pour. We find Lamaisa by the in the Beit HaMikdash, where they would heat boiling hot metal beforehand, put it into the mikveh of the Kohen Gadol, so that the mikveh wouldn't be too hot.
Cold.
The problem is, I mean, the water that comes directly into contact is certainly going to be very hot. So there's more. What does this raises this issue? It's the same question that you're raising over here. Again, let's try to get some reasonable end to this talk. Review it in a minute, so Shimon, our Friday review. So it's Rabbi Shimon, and all the Zavishan is Kavin Mutar. Maskifla Abaya. Abaya is troubled by the way we just explained Pinuhu. Pinuhu, meaning that we took the water out of it. Meaning, Mecham Shepina Mimenu Mayim Katan. It doesn't say a kettle that you took the water out of it. It says you were Mifane it. So doesn't that mean that you took it off of something else? Atosis is bothered by this because we use the word Pinuhu all the time to mean empty something out. Pinu et Abaya. I mean, we just had the dinim of Tzorat Abayit. You know, Abayit doesn't mean you picked up the house and moved it somewhere else. It means you emptied the house out from what was in it. So why wouldn't Mecham Shepinu mean the same thing? It's a perfectly reasonable use of the word. And Tosis explains that since the word, you know, is used in both ways, in which it's transitive and intransitive, if we wanted to say Shepinu Mimenu, we could have. It would have made more sense to use a preposition that would have made it absolutely clear that the reference is from it. And not it. If you say it and you don't use a preposition, then you're using it as something transitive. If it's transitive, then it means you moved it, not you moved from it. So the Mishnah should have made it clear. Therefore, says Abaye, I don't agree that it's talking about you took the water out of it. Elam Rabbi Hamikama, Amecham Shepino, you moved the kettle off of the fire is the point. Now, it still has plenty of hot water in it, because it didn't say anything about taking hot water out. V'yeshbo mayim chamim, there's still hot water there. Lo yitein atocho mayim muatim b'shvil sheyechamu, avon otein atocho mayim merubim kedei lahafshiram. You can put in a lot of water to mix with the hot water that's in it, but not a little bit of water because that will cook it, because it's in a klirisha. But your case of the mecham shepina mimenu mayim, there, if you took the water out of the mecham, you would not be allowed to put cold water in it because of the other issue. You're going to be tempering the metal of the kettle, and therefore, the Mishnah Davka is not talking about the case of having an empty mecham that you pour cold water into. And it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the correct way to read the Mishnah. As to the question of the amount of water and so on, that it's the same. That it's mutter to be mafshir, and it's usher to be martiach. Now, what's interesting is that Rav and Shmuel seem to be arguing about the question of tziruf. Because Amar Rav, on this sugya, that lo shanar lalav shir, avalit sarev asur. So what Rav seems to be saying is, at least the way Rashi seems to be understanding the sugya, that lo shanar lalav shir, meaning that you did it in a way that you could not be mitzarev, you could only be mafshir, namely that I'm learning it the way Abaya learned it, so that it's talking about that there's water in it, and therefore you'll never be mitzarev it, then yes. But the tzarev is asur. Where Shmuel says, no. Afetzarek nami mutar, which implies that you don't have to worry about it, and even if your kavana would be to be mitzarek, it would be mutar. Okay. How's that possible? Mitzarek lechatchila. What is that supposed to mean? That even with the intent of tempering it, you'd be allowed to. How could that be? Mishari, ela yitna halchi yitna. The correct way of saying this was Amar Rav, lo shanu ela shiur lahavshir, avo shiur letzarek asur. We are indeed talking about where we emptied it out. And the question is, how much water did you put in it? You cannot be mitzaref by putting in a little bit of water. So if you don't fill it with water, it's not going to be properly tempered. And therefore, if anything, you're going to be affecting it in different ways on top of it, you can actually crack it. So there, for sure, there's not a problem with zero. If you put in a shear mitzaref, meaning that you pour water and set the whole thing now gets cold, then that's indeed a problem. Whereas Shmuel would be saying, you don't have to worry about it. Afilu shiur letzarev, it's mutar, because it's an eno mitkavein, which means that apparently Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. that a davar sheino mitkaven is mutar, and Rav was being machmir that he was saying that it's like Rav Yehuda that would be asur. So now are you telling me the maimer that Shmuel also Rav Shimon? V'yomar Shmuel mechabim gachelak shel matechet reshut harabim b'shvil shelo yizoku ba rabim havalo gachelak shaleis. Now, this has nothing to do, unfortunately, with the machlokas Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda about davar sheino mitkaven. What we're talking about over here is we've suddenly switched to another sugya, which is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. The only time that kibui is considered to be a malacha tzricha legufa is when you're trying to make the chametz, or where you're trying to make a petila properly burning. The same idea. So therefore, if you have a case where you walk by a smithy store and there's a sizzling piece of metal in the street, where over there you can't do kibui at all because there's no kibui shayach on metal, that's not considered to be kibui. So over there, it's mutter to actually put it out because it's in a place where people pass by. People could get really hurt by this. So they didn't aser the normal. They would have extended the iser kibui even to this. But not the gachelet shel eitz, because the gachelet shel eitz is a derived for the kibui. Even though your kibui of a gachelet shel eitz over here is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because all you need is to put it out. You're not interested in having a coal. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be potter, not mutter, but since it's in a place where a robin can be hurt by it, some children may walk by and get burned, so it should be mutter. And yet we see that Shmuel holds the only thing that's mutter is the kibui of matechet, which can never be deraita. So apparently he holds that the kibui of eitz, even not for the purposes of making coals, is also deraita. But that proves that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, it doesn't prove that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to a davar sheino mitkaven. It only proves that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and a malacha sheino tzricha legufa, which is a problem. To which the Gemara answers that which was evident to us all along. Well, what kind of question is that? The davar sheino mitkaven savalak Rabbi Shimon and the malacha sheino tzricha legufa savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that a problem? He could hold that we're makel when it comes to tziruf because that's an issue of kavana. But when it comes to the question of purpose, as opposed to kavana, then he holds in that, like Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed it's aser. Now Tosfos, based on this Gemara, and we don't have time to discuss it now, but we're going to have to discuss this, points out the Gemara is not crazy. And obviously, there are important considerations in understanding the din of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, that on some level, it certainly appears on the surface to be associated with the issues that are raised in a davar sheino mitkaven, and that what the Gemara has just done has basically been a superbly subtle analysis of the two things and showed you that they could actually be separated, whereas on the surface they are actually interconnected. And this we will discuss at the beginning of a day and not at the end of a day. But anyway, so we don't have a problem because of the davar, because we can be machalik between the malach sheino mitkaven and davar sheino mitkaven. And I'll bring you, therefore, says Ravina, I'll bring you a practical application of this. I'm Ravina Yochak. Coats Bereshut HaRabim. How about something that's dangerous in that somebody can get hurt by it? It's a sharp thorn or something. So there, where you have only an Isser Drabonon, if you move it less than 4 amot at a time, you move it away. Drabonon said, better not, because you may end up carrying it beyond 4 amot. But in a case where someone can get hurt, as we've already seen, if there's no Isser Dioraita, we're matir. Therefore, if it's in a true Reshut HaRabim, then you're allowed to simply move it away from where it is, less than 4 amot at a time. And if you're in a Carmelite, afilu tuva, even though the Carmelite is an Isser Durabonon that they asked tiltul from Tzilas Arba L'Sof Arba, but there was no Isser Durabonon said in a case of Hezek Durabim. And therefore, even though you could do it in a way that wouldn't be over on the Carmelite, once you're doing it, anyway, the Rabbanan answered it like Rishon Lezion, you might as well just move it.
Last one,
Rabbanan. Omer Rabbi Yonah Mishmol, Echad Shemen Ve'echad Mayim, Yad Soledet Bo Asur, En Yad Soledet Bo Mutar, and how would you objectively measure Yad Soledet Bo? Omer Rechava, Koshik Kreis Soshav Tinov Nichvet. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, Pa'am Achad, Nichnasti Acharei Rabbi Levit Amrechatz, ביקשתי להניח לו פח של שמן ואמבטי, ואמר לי, טוב וקלישני ותן, שמע מן התלת, שמע מן השמן יש בו משום בישו, Shema mina klishe nienim of Hashem. Veshema mina efshero zehu bishulo. Hey, if you have it, I'll give honor, Rabbi Barbachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Bekol makom mutar lahar her, Kutz vivita merchatz, Beta kisei. Vechitim o beloshon chol omar lahem, Vyom rabbi advan shochol, Mutar lo omram beloshon kodesh, But shal kodesh asu lo omram beloshon chol, Yifru shem yisur shayni, Teda dom rabbi yom ha-shmo, Maase betamido shabit mimeh shenim pasach rab lebit merchatz, Ubikish la diach karka, Vyamar lo imedichim, Losuch lo karka malayim sachim, Alma frushim yisur shayni, So hachanami la frushim yisur shayni, Omer Avina Shvamina Amma Vashir B'chamitroya B'Shabbat Chayam, Domaich the Rebbe was certainly after the Gezerah, in which case he must have been a Chamitroya, and he still insisted Tor B'Klisheni V'Tei. Is that true of Omer Avchistam Vashir B'chamitroya B'Shabbat Patur? No, Chayav means Makat Mardut. Omer B'Zerah, Ana Chazitei L'Rabbi Avu, D'Shat B'Ambati, V'lo Yadana Iyakari Lo Akar. What do you mean? Pshita de lo akar, Tanya. Lo yishot adam bivreicham le yomayim, afilu omedet bechatzer. Lo kasha, hada let le gidude, hada eat le gidude. Vom Rebbe Zera, hana chazite lo Rebbe Yavua, she niyat yadav kineget panav shomata, velo yadana inaga ilo naga. Pshita de lo naga, the Tanya Rebbe Lezer omer, kol ha'ochez ba'amahu mashtim, kilu meivim abule olam. Amar abaya, no, it's all kiboleshet. It's not. בולשת שלך וסל הגיר בשעת שלום, חוויות בתוקות עשרות סתומות מותרות, בשעת מלחמה, אלו ואלו מותרות, לפי שאין פנאי לנסף. אלמה קיבו דבגיתי למנסף, החינם הקימן דבית, לא עתי להרבורי. What kind of ביטות עזר over here? ביטות עד נהר. אין יבום רבה ואום רבון אמר אף כל המניח ידיו כנגד פנב שומטה, כאילו כופר בבריתו של אברהם אבינו, forget about it, מגיע. לא קשה, כי נחית כי סליב, You are the Rabbi Shafi and Rav Zera Zaki. Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi, Kika Dakte Zakfi, Kika Salke Shafi. Rabbi Zera Habikam Ishtamik, Rav Yudah Devei Lamitzi Farad Yisrael, and Rabbi Yudah held, Kala Elam Evavala Yitzul Ovar Basish, and Rabbi Vela Yehohu, Vishama Yiyu. So he figured, Eitz of Eshmami Nei Miot Avai Tiviyas, Goz Alash Kirtoi Bivani, Vekom Elam Eshmami, Havila Yim Neter, Havila Yim Masrek, Pitku Pumaychu Veyafiku Avala, The Ashtu Mimayat Rebani. Omar, oof. Your mother got the rack to Shmoda was a Kedai. Bishleim Aviyu Neter Aviyu Masreg. What's the finish? Kamashu Ndvarim Shafol, Mutar Lam Ram Lashon Kodesh. Pitku Pumayche Viyapik Havla is also makes sense to Shmuel. Dom Shmuel Havla Mafik Havla. But Ashtu Mayat Rebani, my Mal Yuta. The Tanya Akavlo Shatar Kilato Dam, Vizelski Lato Kolimiyay, Akavlo Allah Harba Amot, Akilatom Rakevet, וזהו תחילת ריח רע, הנצרך לנקבע ויחל, דומה לתנור שסיכו הגע ביפרו, וזהו תחילת ריח זוהמה, רחץ בחמין ולא שתה מהם, דומה לתנור שסיכו מבחוץ ולא הסיכו מבפנים, רחץ בחמין ולא נשתתף בצונן, דומה לברזור שנכנסו לאור ולא הכנסו לצונן, רחץ ולא סק, דומה למים אגבי חבית, מול יער הגרוף, שותים ממנו משבת, Antiki, apotisha grufa, ain't shotin' amena, efidomi muliar, tana, maim mi bifim gechalimi bachutz, antiki, rabba mar bekiri, v'nach mi yisrome bedudi, mani yom bedudi, goshkin bekiri, mani yom bekiri, bedudi lo, tana gavazir remachlan, antiki, apotisha grufa, v'ktoma, ain't shotin' amena, v'pdeshi nechushta, mechamamta. Ameicham shepinohu, lo yiten atochot sanein b'shroshi yechamu, avonotenu lotocho, All the talk of they love Shira. My comer, I'm a barabamat of it. Hamekam Shipinami menu mine famine. Loyitan a talk of my muatim, Kadeshi Yehamu. I will not tell a talk of meaning, my Rubin, Kadelav Shira. But what about Mitzare, fellow Mitzare? Well, obviously it must be going a gravy shim, Jamadavishan is coming wood. Maski Vlabaye, meaning Mekam Shipina, me menu mine, Katani. Mekam Shipina, who, Katani. Elam Rabbi Avikama. A mechan shipino from off of the fire. Leyeshbo maim chami. Lo yiten letocho maim muatim b'shroshi echamu. Avu lo ten letocho maim rubim kidei lahakshiram. But a mechan that you actually were pino mimenu amayim, there lo yiten letocho maim b'chwal. Mipnei shemitzarev. And apparently it's Rabbi Yehuda. Yom Adav Hashem mitkaven asur. Omarab lo shnala lafshira b'litzaref asru. B'shmul amara afil litzaref nami mutam. What? What do you mean litzaref? Even l'chatkila? Nishari? Ela yitmar af yitmar. Omarab lo shenu ela shiur lafshir. Aber shiur litzaref asur. B'shmul amara afil shiur litzaref mutar. Because it's a davar shenu miskabe. So you're telling me the name of the shmul kore the shimut spirulay? Oh, all my shlom achamim yachalas shamatecha b'shut rabim b'shvir shelo yizoku bo rabim avolog achalot shaleitz v'yisak adayper sarvalak rabbi shimon afilo shaleitz nam no, b'dov v'shinim iskabat sarvalak rabbi shimon v'mlok shim tzir l'gufa sarvalak rabbi yudha v'am rabina yoka kots b'shut rabim molechot pachot pachot mi'arba amot because that's only the rabbi u'bekarmet afilo tufa because even that's the rabbi in order to avoid damage to the public. Get a lot of liquor.
What? Yeah.